All right, so this Meghan Markle, Harry, what's his last name?
Potter.
Wait, what is Harry's last name?
You see, I don't know what we call him now because he has no official title. He isn't a prince anymore, right?
What did his last name used to be?
Harry Markle. That's what we're going to call him.
That is his name.
So if you're not on social media, it is especially Twitter. It is blowing it up this morning. In Britain, they are roasting her. In the United States, a lot of more people are sympathetic toward Meghan Markle and what she was going through. And this is a repeat of The Crown Season 4. So if you want to know where they were headed, The Crown Season 4 is exactly what you want to do.
Isn't this just like Diana split?
Yes, that's exactly what they said.
It's crazy.
All right, let me play a clip here. We have a one-minute clip from last night's interview. And by the way, you men out there, you should thank me for sitting through this. For you. So I can come on here and seem halfway like I know what I'm talking about.
Did you invite your friends from Rudy's over and watch it?
No, but today at Rudy's Cigar Shop down on Jefferson, I bet this will be the topic of the day. All right, so one of the big reveals last night was that she was suffering a mental breakdown when they went to get help from the people who run the palace, and they said, no, you just have to deal with it. And this is exactly what happened to his mom.
Yeah.
So listen to this one-minute clip.
I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
So the institution is never a person, or is it a series of people?
No, it's a person.
It's a person.
It's several people, but I went to one of the most senior people just to get help.
It's like you were trapped and couldn't get help, even though you're on the verge of suicide. That's what you are describing. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
And that would be an accurate interpretation. Yes.
That's the truth. We had to go to this event, and I remember him saying, I don't think you can go. And I said, I can't be left alone.
Because you were afraid of what you might do to yourself?
Did you see any of it, Jim?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, how much did you see?
I watched quite a bit of it.
Because it sounds to me like it was never their intention to make a full break from the royal family.
Exactly.
The royal family made the break, according to Harry. And his dad even stopped taking his phone calls.
Yeah, we found
that
out.
His dad wouldn't even talk to him.
Yeah.
I mean, we found out a lot.
And within, you guys, like the first 10 minutes, like, I mean, they just came out the gate dropping bombs. Like, I was not prepared. I thought I'd have to sit through like an hour of kind of, you know, blah, blah. But Meghan was like, bomb, bomb. I mean, just telling all the truth.
Here's my question. And if anybody can answer this for me, I would be very, very appreciative, including you two. Why? Okay, so all these things happened. They broke away. They seem to be happy now, living in their $14 million mansion. And by the way, the royal family cut them off earlier this year.
Yeah, he said he's living on the money his mom left him.
Right. He said, if it wasn't for the money my mom left me, we couldn't do any of this because they cut off their security, and they had no security, so they had to pay for all that. Things that we don't have to deal with.
So what's your question?
My question is, why did they do this? They seem to be happy now. Things are going well. Yeah, why come out and throw gasoline on all this stuff?
You know, I kept going back and forth last night because I thought Meghan Markle is so well spoken, and you know, her demeanor was just, you know what I mean? She handled herself very well, I thought. And I can see both sides of the story. That's my problem. I mean, there are people who say she knew what she was getting into. You don't go out with a royal or marry a royal and not expect to have all these appearances and all these things put on you. But at the same time, none of us can really know just how much that is or how bad that is.
All right, later on today we'll find out. They're expecting massive ratings. I mean, almost Super Bowl size ratings for this.
Oh, I would think so.
Real quick, that's what my husband said. He was like, this is like watching the Super Bowl. He was like, all these new commercials are in here. There's a ton of commercials.
Yeah, every 3 minutes was a new commercial.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we'll let you know what happens when we find out how many people actually watched it. But if you missed it, there's basically what it's all about, and people will be talking about this for days.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.